water activity itself, it's part of the water, but the difference, as I said, it's a free water, so it has to be freely available for this chemical reaction, you know, for bacteria to utilize. So it cannot be bound water, because there, even though there's a lot of water in the litter, but they can be bound either physically or chemically, that they become unavailable, you know, for those kind of reaction or metabolism.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Nexus, powered by SAM, where science meets performance. To give your birds optimal gut health and performance, trust PoultryStar from DSM Firmenich, the ideal blend of probiotics and prebiotics for your flock. AB Vista, intelligent nutritional solutions to boost poultry health and performance. Natural Biologics is looking deeper to find the natural solutions to your poultry health challenges. Sid Lines, an Ecolab company, AV Prime program offers a broad range of cleaning and disinfection solutions combined with tailored advice to improve hygiene on your farm or hatchery.
Welcome to the Poultry Podcast Show. Today, I am here again with Dr. Lynn Walker. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
I have a long list of things I need to ask you today about poultry litter. We have a few things of interest that have to do with, you know, chemicals and keeping litter safe, salmonella free, so we don't commit crimes against food safety. But can you just tell us a little bit about salmonella in poultry litter in general and why it's a problem?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, because you know, salmonella itself, it's very prevalent in poultry overall. They are almost like the commensal bacteria, just reside in the poultry gut. So you know, when they are in the poultry gut, then when the chicken or turkeys, when they poop, and then they shed salmonella into the litter. So then the litter become contaminated, right, with this salmonella containing poop. So then it's become a cycle, because, you know, birds, they love picking on litter. So then they kind of re-inoculate themselves with salmonella again. And then this is a cycle just keeps going on and on and on, you know, like a lot of those other diseases as well, especially like parasites, you know, they need this kind of oral recycling within the poultry system. So that's basically what it is, and why litter is kind of, it's very important for us to control salmonella in litter, so we can kind of cut off or reduce this recycling within the birds.
So can you tell me just a little bit about the environment? Like what are the litter environments that make salmonella worse?
So salmonella is just like a lot of other bacteria, which, you know, for people, if you know a little bit about microbiology, then you will know, well, bacteria, what do they like? They like water, they like moisture, right? Because just like us human, we need to drink water, and all the living organisms, they need water too for them to live. And they also like a neutral pH. By the way, do I need to explain what a pH is?
Oh, no, you don't have to.
Okay, all right. Just in case, I don't know what kind of our audience they were like, what is pH? Yeah. So, you know, the pH, they like neutral pH. So they don't want the pH to be too acidic or to be too alkaline. You know, they want to stay neutral. Like we drink water or eating food, like a neutral pH is good for them. And they like, you know, warm temperature, so them they can proliferate, which in the poultry house, that's a perfect condition for them. It's nice and warm, right? So those are like, there are some other things, but those are the very basic, you know, temperature, pH, water, the very key elements for them to proliferate or to keep growing.
Yes.
So salmonella, you know, the same as all the other peers, this is what they like. So then for today's topic, we kind of talking about water activity. So water activity itself is basically, it's a measure of free water that is available for the microorganism to use or for any chemical reactions. So I know poultry grower, you know, a lot of times we do measure the moisture, right? We measure liter water moisture because moisture is easy to measure. Because all we need to do is just, we have those handheld devices to do. But in the lab, how we measure moisture, we collect the liter sample, we put it in the oven, set at very high temperature, let's say 100 degrees Celsius for overnight or for one day. And then until the weight of that liter sample stop changing, right? So it means all the water has been dried out, and only the dry matters stay. Mm-hmm. And then we use whatever the amount, you know, that is lost. We say, okay, that is water. So then we calculate based on how much is lost versus, you know, how much original. And then we say, okay, this one has, let's say, 60% of moisture. So that's how we calculate moisture. But water activity itself, it's part of the water, but the difference, as I said, it's a free water. So it has to be freely available for this chemical reaction, you know, for bacteria to utilize. So it cannot be bound water, because there, even though there's a lot of water in the liter, but they can be bound either physically or chemically, that they become unavailable, you know, for those kind of reaction or metabolism.
Jones Hamilton has become the poultry industry's animal health authority by combining research-driven products with expert support. Focused on science, safety, and sustainability, we empower producers to maintain healthier house environments. JH started with PLT litter amendment for pH and ammonia control, expanded with PWT for water acidification, and now supports organic operations with Diamate. The proof of our success can be found in bird performance, all backed by our 30 years of research. Learn more at JonesHamiltonAg.com.
Yeah. Is there a crucial amount of water where you know there's going to be a problem, or is this a barn by barn basis based on some other factors?
So there is a crucial, the crucial amount of water, well, most of the time when we say that the liter is too wet, like, you know, over 60%, or could be even higher, 70%, then we say, wow, this is not good. Because if you measure the water activity itself, which is directly linked to the microorganism metabolism, then we know, okay, at that time, we know the water activity is already more than 0.95, which for Salmonella, you know, if it's beyond, it's above 0.95, then Salmonella, they love this condition. They can thrive there. And they just grow happily, you know, multiply, and with the fecal material, those nutrients, they just keep growing. So that's why it's important to control the water.
So beyond things that we can manage in the environment, let's say making sure water lines aren't leaking and, you know, having litter that you maybe kind of work up as the time goes on, are there litter amendments that we can use that help the overall ecosystem reduce Salmonella or other?
Yes. I believe there are a lot of this. The study we did was sponsored by Joe Hamilton, you know, who is making sodium bisulfate, or the PLP. Mm-hmm. So, and then we use their product, the sodium bisulfate, and it helps to reduce the pH of the litter. You know, as I mentioned before, Salmonella, like all the other bacteria, they don't like acidic environment. So what the PLT does is it significantly drop the pH from pH 7 or 8, you know, all the way down to like a 2 or 3,
sure.
Which is really, really low. And then, of course, Salmonella, they don't like this kind of environment. So they die off quickly with the application.
What is the relationship then between the water activity, Salmonella survival, and then just the sodium bisulfate? Like, does it drops the it drops the water activity overall low enough. It doesn't change anything else other side besides pH. Like it doesn't have to do anything with the wetness, or maybe there's an interaction there.
So there's it's a very complicated.
Yeah.
So what PLT does, it, as I mentioned, it drops the pH quickly, you know,
yeah,
as soon as you apply it. But then the issue is it also the how low the pH can go or how well it can maintain, it really depends on the moisture of the litter.
Oh, sure.
So, you know, when the litter is really wet, so the issue for PLT is, well, first of all, their pH won't drop to that low because somehow the water itself is like, you know, bound the PLT, so they don't act up as well as in the dry litter. And also overall during time, naturally PLT within the litter, you know, it's kind of neutralized by a lot of other things in the litter, which organic matter, you know, so eventually the pH will slowly going up. So this is a PLT treatment is a very quick, but significant treatment in the short term. But if you want the long term, you have to maintain this moisture, and you can't just rely on PLT to do a good job of control Salmonella or the other things.
Yeah. So is this something where a producer would want to continually, let's say daily or weekly, test pH and then reapply? Or is this kind of a one-time application and then you leave it alone?
To my knowledge, I believe that the PLT is only applied one time. Maybe I could be wrong, you know, before they place the flock. Because when they have the flock there, I'm not sure, like, you know, how feasible for them to apply the PLT.
Oh, sure.
But they could be reapplied. But based on the research we did, definitely reapplying, definitely it will help. That's for sure. There's no doubt about it. But I just don't know in the real world if, you know, they do reapply or they just do it one time before the flock placement.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So what do you think the key takeaways are? Are there litter conditions that let the PLT work better? Or is this just something you would apply to every flock as a precautionary? Like what are the best use scenarios for PLT?
Yeah, I will say use a PLT as a supplemental treatment for your litter quality control. But definitely don't just rely on PLT because PLT is not something to cure for all. And there's no such thing exists in the world anyway. So really for us, the most important thing is to maintain your litter dry. That's the key. Yeah, like you mentioned, the water, watching out for the water line leaking, you know, those type of thing. And then after flock finish, decake the litter, do a well, like a ventilation, you know, and to dry out the litter. Those are the important things than just the place throwing a bunch of PLT on it and think, okay, it will help me to take care of everything.
Is there a recommended application rate, or is that something that might be tailored for your facility?
So we did. So in our study, we tested two levels, which is, I believe, let me look at it. One is 100 pounds per 1,000 square foot application.
Okay.
And another level is 150 pounds per 1,000 square foot. So both of them are pretty effective. But of course, if we use the higher one, which is 150 pounds per 1,000 square feet, that one is more effective. It dramatically dropped the pH to like pH 2 within a day. Yeah. But then again, you know, depends on the litter condition, the pH can slowly going up again.
It's time for our famous three. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Boehringer Ingelheim. Health experts bring industry-leading knowledge and expertise to today's poultry producers to help them solve challenging health issues through smart, science-driven decision-making using the best resources available. Evonik. We are sciencing the global food challenge. Adiseo provides nutritional solutions and services to help producers achieve their targets in a high-quality, safe, and sustainable way. Making life easier for animals and those who care for them is Jeffo's engagement.
Strong bird performance starts with a healthy environment. Healthy environments start with Jones Hamilton. AB Vista, an innovative animal nutrition company offering intelligent solutions for the poultry industry. The combination of innovative products, technical expertise, and cutting-edge services provide the ideal tools to drive poultry production. To learn more about AB Vista tools, check abvista.com.
Yeah. Is there maybe an argument to be made that you would change rate based on the number of times the litter has been reused, or is that maybe not a factor?
That's a good question. I think, you know, because my study, we only study how Salmonella survive under different conditions of the water activity or moisture, and under this application of PLT. We didn't really, you know, study that perspective, but I think that's a really good point. And I would say probably reach out, you know, to the PLT supplier for their best practice. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there always has to be, there's boundaries, and then there's other ways to use things for conditions that might just be outside of, outside of the scope, just based on, local conditions.
Exactly. Yeah, but I will say, you know, the key thing is if you can keep your litter very dry, you know, with the PLT, that's great. You know, it kind of give another hurdle for Salmonella to survive.
Yeah.
But even without PLT, if you can keep it dry, you know, over the long run, if the litter sits there without, you know, birds keep pooping on it, without keeping having more Salmonella, eventually Salmonella will kind of die off over time itself.
Yeah.
But a lot of time, you know, for the grower, they don't really have the time to let the house being empty for weeks, right? They have to quickly turn around and then introduce another flock.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are there any like big ideas that we missed or key takeaways that you want to make sure the listeners got from listening to your cool study on the effects of PLT on Salmonella?
I think we pretty much emphasize the importance of keeping the litter dry, right? And with the use of PLT, that is a plus. It will definitely help. But again, keeping in mind that Salmonella themselves naturally will die off over time if you gave them enough time to die off.
That is a good point. There are so many cleaners, cleaning solutions, et cetera, that just require time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the interesting thing I found from this study is actually later, you know, we talk about litter moisture and water activity. So there is a relationship. There is a correlation between them, but it's not linear. It's not like, you know, we draw a line and say, oh, at this 70% moisture, we got this water activity. No, their relationship is non-linear.
Oh.
It's non-linear. But and it really depends on the litter material itself, right? Because we have a different type of litter, pine shavings, rice husks, you know, all sorts of things. And also depends on the age of the litter or how many flocks has been sitting on that litter. Because actually, the older the litter is, you know, the less water activity, even if it's at the same moisture level, let's say they are all at 50% moisture level. But if it's an older litter, which has been used for years, the water activity will be lower than the fresh litter. If it's just the first time flock, fresh shavings. And then actually their water activity will be much higher than the older litter. That is something very interesting.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today about managing litter in different ways that we can do that. I'm always learning all the ways that we can definitely help animals from a food safety standpoint. So thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. You know, I always like chatting with you, and I'm learning new things every day too.
that's a benefit of being academic. You always get to learn.
Exactly. You're kind of forced to learn, right?
Yes. Thank you to everybody listening. I hope you got a little morsel of information that might help you in your production or in your scholarly work. So thank you again. Give us a like and a follow and share the episode. Chat with you soon.
Do you feel overwhelmed with mundane tasks that eat up your valuable time? It's time to reclaim your schedule and focus on what truly matters. Get your time back with Elite Remote Talent without the time zone hassle. Delegate $10 an hour tasks to focus on your $1,000 an hour tasks. Schedule your free strategy call at wisevas.io.